Dave and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast. A podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast. Enter if you dare.
Very tasty.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Thanks so much for listening to us.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, downloading us. I got a text here on the text line. Area code 47023-NACHO, as we are Nacho Radio. This is from the 563. This was sent last night. It says, finally asked Alexa to play the podcast.
And?
Worked perfect. Played it through TuneIn. Yeah, you can listen to it on TuneIn. You can listen to it on iHeartRadio. You can listen to it on a whole bunch of different
things. Oh, it's a modern world.
Yeah, and it's something else. Here's one from the 309.
I'm going to relax in my tub. Calgon, I mean, Alexa, take me away.
Don't put Alexa in the tub.
Don't.
She will not work, and you might stop working if that happens. 309 says, I've been to Capriati's before, but today I am enjoying my very first Bobby. Why on earth didn't I try it sooner? I don't know, 309. I know we've certainly been talking about it.
Get a good deal.
Yeah, hopefully you mentioned Nacho Radio and got yourself the discount that's due to you.
Oh, I don't know if I could finish a medium.
That's okay.
Well, take it with you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we have a little bit for later on. That's the thing about turkey. It keeps, Darren.
Not a perishable bird.
No, in fact, I would argue it's a little bit better when it's been in the fridge for a little bit. That's the thing about the Bobby. Like, next morning Bobby is almost better than day of Bobby.
Now, is Thanksgiving your responsibility this year?
Yes, we'll be
brining again?
I've never brined.
I thought you did brine.
I've talked about brining. That's just a lot of damn work. And no one's...
Not really. All you're doing is soaking a turkey in salt water.
Yeah, but it's you got to like...
Yeah, but you
got to... Clean the container.
You got to put it in. You got to take it out.
But there's all that. And then I got to scrub everything to make sure that there's no salmonella. And I don't know. No one's ever really complained about my turkey and said, well, some brining would be nice.
Would it kill you to brine this turkey? Jesus Christ. Same damn thing every year.
Well, yes, no one's complained about it. I don't know. I'm thinking about doing a couple different things this year, some new additions, but I'm not prepared to share those.
As a matter of fact, I'm planning on having the new addition over for Thanksgiving.
We're going to cool it now with some Cool
Whip. Cool Whip on some sweet potato pie.
Wait, how do you say that?
Huh?
What did you say?
Cool Whip.
Maybe put some wasp spray on if you want it.
Oh, the thing about this turkey, it's so sticky. What have you done to this turkey?
Thinking about serving up some Zeke Mac.
It's been soaking in a vat of honey for a year.
I've been thinking about pulling out some Zeke Mac. Maybe make a Zeke Mac casserole. Maybe that'll be something we have.
A little side dish.
Right, a little hot dish to
so,
pass.
Okay, you've got your mashed potatoes, you got your turkey, you've got your green bean casserole, you've got some rolls, you've got some corn.
Yes.
And what's this over here? Well, that's Zeke Mac.
Zeke Mac. Enjoy it.
Looks like Spanish rice to me. Well call it what you will.
It's like a paella casserole.
Yes.
Fried
noodle.
Right.
Zeke Mac.
It's a little something for everybody to enjoy. All right, welcome to the top five things, everyone.
You could even have like a really small, tiny casserole dish of Zeke Mac for the kids' table.
Individual Zeke Mac?
Yes.
Like a Zeke Mac Jr. kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
I like what you're doing there. That's not bad. You want to hear Frankie McDonald's Halloween
prediction?
Frankie McDonald is very excited. Halloween, as you know, is one of his favorite.
So he's not talking. He's not breaking down the weather for us here. He's just talking about the way you should approach Halloween.
Yeah, these are some facts for Halloween 2018 from our guy Frankie McDonald. These are facts.
Hey everybody, here's my facts about the Halloween 2018, and Halloween 2018 is coming out on Wednesday, October 31st, 2018. They're gonna have a great Halloween for anyone.
This guy lives in a place where recreational weed is available. I'm wondering if that's gonna change the show at some point. If Frankie's just gonna start getting real chill up there, you know? Like if in that week is Frankie gonna be like
a completely different speaking voice? You mean
this is Frankie McDonald? Welcome everybody.
Hey bitches.
Hey,
what up? What up?
What up, freaks?
Uh huh.
For the world, especially Canada, the United States, and England, Australia, and New Zealand, a lot of kids will be going trick or treating. Will be their parents and other people will be passing their treats to little kids on Halloween night. Here's my advice for people going trick-or-treating.
Can I just say this, too? And feel free to look at the video, all right? He's in, I think, a bedroom. There's a dresser behind him. On that dresser, and I want you to verify this, on the dresser is a lava lamp. Looks like an alarm clock that you would plug an iPhone into, like an iPhone or
some sort of iDock.
Right, and a can of wasp spray.
Well.
What is this? What is that? Do you see that there? Is that wasp spray?
That's speed foam, my friends.
Speed foam?
Uh-huh.
But speed foam doesn't have that straw coming out of it. Or maybe that's a duster thing. Maybe he's enjoying more facts about Halloween.
Here are the pitfalls of Halloween.
Yeah, well, these are facts about Halloween night.
Stay away from the bad kids. Don't go near bad kids, especially smashing pumpkins and doing a lot of bad stuff. Stay away from those bad kids on Halloween night. That's one. Rule number two. Don't go watering the streets for little kids, because it could be dangerous on Halloween night, and people will be going to Halloween parties and things like that. They'll be dressing up as vampires, Draculas, Frankensteins. They'll be dressed up as ghosts, goblins, and superheroes, and all the video game characters and things like that on Halloween of 2018. Especially people living in Toronto, Vancouver, Halifax, Sydney, Nova Scotia, Montreal, Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Regina, Los Angeles, United States, New York, in the United States, Chicago, United States, including London, England, Paris, France, Berlin, Germany,
what?
Frankfurt, Germany,
what?
Warsaw, Poland, and Sydney, Australia.
All over the world.
So now this is just him shouting out names of every town on Earth. They don't go trick-or-treating in Berlin, do they?
I would hope not.
No! You guys had your dress-up party, and you don't know how to handle it. This is verboten. The idea of you guys getting dressed up and going door to door. Yes,
the idea of you guys dressing up yet again is not a good idea.
No, you've put enough scare into people.
He doesn't think it's a good idea to water the streets?
I think he's saying don't wander the streets if you're a little kid. I heard water at first.
Okay, I thought maybe it's like,
the second time I'm hearing this, it sounds more.
You've got a garden hose, yeah. There's no reason to be running
it's
the
Halloween
water.
It's Halloween and it's sprinklers on.
Wellington, New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, Christchurch, Hawke's Bay, Hamilton, Nelson, Grangemouth, Queenstown, and near for Cargill, New Zealand.
You just want to hear more, are you interested in hearing more towns?
Tokyo!
South America! Paris, France, Germany!
In the big cities around the world. And for Halloween.
Yeah.
Of 2018.
Yeah, these are good.
When you go trick-or-treating, be very careful out there. And stay away from those bad kids.
Right.
Don't go near the bad people and bad kids on Halloween night 2018. Thanks for watching. I'm Frankie McDonald.
I just don't.
Informative as always.
I tend to think that the little ones have no idea they have to be careful about anything.
Well, no, that's.
I'm two and a half years old. I'm not aware of the concept of the fact that I need to fear anything.
Right. Right.
Unless it's maybe a drunken Judy Garland.
Well, that's what you were afraid of.
At 2.5, I was, yes.
The Centers for Disease Control, meanwhile, is issuing an important warning this Halloween. Now, this comes here in the States. This is the CDC. This is not Frankie McDonald. I really wish you all could see Darren's face whenever we play Frankie McDonald. I can tell it's not your favorite thing that we do.
What are you planning on doing now?
I got some tips here from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. They are warning up against people, please stop dressing chickens up for Halloween. There is a salmonella risk.
There's a rash of that?
Yep. Chickens getting dressed up for Halloween.
In Germany.
CDC, no, here in the States. The Centers for Disease Control is saying do not dress up your chickens for Halloween because of the salmonella risk. The agency says that handling chickens to put on a costume or cuddling them can lead to salmonella exposure.
Essentially, the only thing you should be touching a chicken with is the inside of your mouth.
Well, once it's been cooked.
Once it's been cooked.
Not all of Stephanie Morris's family members live inside this house. Some of them live right here in the backyard. And like any other family member,
family members?
Chickens aren't cooped up. They're well fed with a place to sleep. And they get their feathers ruffled, especially when they're getting dressed up for the holidays.
Just make sure she's comfortable, no feathers are pulled.
Morse dresses up her chicks in costumes every Halloween.
You may have their bare skin exposed, so I just like to put a t-shirt on them or a sweater.
But the CDC is tricking this treat by asking folks not to put their pet chickens in costumes or cuddle with them to keep from being exposed to salmonella.
If you're cuddling with a chicken?
I'm not going to cuddle with a chicken that doesn't have a costume on, I can tell you that. What, do you think I'm some sort of weirdo?
What do you want to be dressed up as?
Catwoman?
Oh, that's...
Uh-huh.
You're going to kill
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
Check out. Consider yourself Zing.
Zing of the
Zing
day.
Of the day. Zing of the day is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Like, I mean, the Julie Newmar version or Holly Berry.
Yes.
Or Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes. Well, I've got more than one chicken, don't I?
It's not weird.
This is my chicken. This is my chicken tribute to the Catwoman.
I'm cuddling what? With it because it's dressed like Catwoman. I'm not a damn weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
Oh, damn
please.
It, Darren.
Happy holidays is what I have to say.
So please. CDC says there's a salmonella outbreak right now. It's reached 29 states affecting 92 people. Handling chickens could be a contributing factor to this salmonella outbreak. So please, stop putting them in costumes.
So what do you got? What do you got going on in here? What? These chickens? It's a tribute to Catwoman through the years.
This is Chicky Newmar.
The little...
This is Eartha Chick. This one here is Lee Mayor Foulweather.
The little masks make it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. No, it's quite ornate. There's no question. You want to get into the top five things?
We should probably do that. The top five things is brought to you by...
How much work did you put into these costumes?
A year's worth.
I start every November 1st.
It's been a crushing deadline all year long.
I didn't think I'd make it. This vinyl is very hard to get.
I look forward to it and I dread it all in the same breath. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location, a brand new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings, inspections, and stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems is going to be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Here's another great reason to visit Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. The Dress for Success Quad Cities Clothing Drive is going on in the month of October. Enter to win a pair of 1/3-carat total weight diamond stud earrings with each applicable donation during the month of October. Bring in gently worn women's work attire to Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, a female-owned local business empowering and promoting the upward movement of women in our community. So do that throughout the month of October.
When I'd you're like there, to donate this chicken outfit. We're done with it.
It's done.
Do you have some sort of dress for success for superhero-themed chickens?
Catwoman is now chicken stock. Mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner again at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry.
You don't spend a lot of time around chickens, but I think you know as much as I do.
Soul Stash's neighbors have chickens.
Does it drive him nuts? I wouldn't put up with that.
You know, I think they're relatively well-behaved chickens. When I'm there, I don't hear them a ton.
My question is this. Do chickens strike you as an animal that would be particularly fun to cuddle with?
I think they'd peck your eyes out.
And they've got talons.
Yes.
Like a dog or a cat when it's sitting softer, in your lap.
Softer paws.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. But those are creatures that are fellow mammals that kind of like affection.
You would think that, yes, trying to get affectionate or cuddling with a chicken would be like, you might as well be doing it with a bag full of snakes.
Right. Or just throw a couple of knives in a shopping bag and rattle it around and then just try cuddle with that.
Same effect. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO. The podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their, well, get a load of this, a chicken cheesesteak. Premium grilled chicken.
Now that'll cuddle the hell out of.
Yes, absolutely. Make love to that thing. Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions.
Made it weird, didn't you?
With hot or sweet peppers. Well, I mean, you know, figuratively speaking, of course. Let's get strange. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Capriotti's, mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Capriotti's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Come on, kids, grow up.
All right, these are the top five things.
Number one.
One. Cuddle with a porcupine.
But see, I think a porcupine would be more affectionate.
It probably would curl up and probably not give you as much hassle.
I just don't see a chicken being particularly...
putting up with being held.
Right.
Yeah.
Number one on the top five things, sex-crazed fish are becoming super horny because of all the antidepressants in the water supply. Scientists noticing that fish are exposed to Prozac, which our water treatment centers aren't able to remove from the water supply... and that is leading these super horny sex-crazed fish into mating more often. Well, I don't see
with other fish.
They're
not trying to get up on dry land or anything.
I'm going to put a costume on a trout and just see what happens. Fish are becoming increasingly horny because of massive quantities of unnatural chemicals in the water. I thought Prozac was supposed to kill your libido.
You would think it would depress that sort of thing.
Well, it's an antidepressant. Does Prozac make you horny? I thought you had the opposite effect.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Yes. Never had the opportunity to get my hands on any.
You know what makes me horny? Turkey dressed up as Princess Leia in the bikini, the metal bikini. That's what I'm into. What? Prozac is an antidepressant in humans, and it makes fish...
antidepressant?
Yes.
Not a depressant.
No. Why would you take a depressant?
Oh, I don't know.
You want a depressant? Watch the news for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
There's your depressant. The pills we're all taking just to survive, these antidepressants, are making the fish super horny.
Listen, I'm all excited about this new tax break that we're going to get that's going to get passed while Congress is not in session. That's what I'm fired up about.
Animals were given...
thank you, Santa Claus!
Animals were given the drug Prozac in a tank in a lab, and they spent more time chasing females than those that weren't. Scientists dosed a male mosquito fish in an aquarium with high and low quantities of fluoxetine, which is the active ingredient in
Flacitrol.
No, this is, again, the opposite of Flacitrol. These fish are becoming horny because of all the Prozac that we're peeing into the water supply. So,
gonna go find myself a blowfish.
Number two on the top five things. Drake just broke another Beatles record, averaging more than one top 10 hit per month in 2018.
Quit it, Drake.
And his remarkable role just allowed him to surpass a long-standing milestone of the Beatles. He just notched his 12th top 10 single in a calendar year. The old record by the Beatles was 11 back in 1964. The new song is called Bad Bunny. I guess it's by MIA, but Drake is featured on it.
Does that count?
Well, it shouldn't. None of this should count. These are different universes. The Beatles had 6 number one hits in 1964. Drake has only managed 3 so far.
Well, he still has time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Still has the holidays. Does Drake put out holiday records? Well, has holiday music started yet? Boy, I have to imagine it has somewhere.
It's coming soon.
I would bet it is.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Gotta be.
Yes.
You've got inside information.
Yeah,
better not. You better keep your powder dry.
Let me move this button and do this. Number three on the top five things. Well, here's another depressing story about what we're doing to the planet. Evidence now of microplastics existing inside human beings. They took stool samples from people in 8 different countries, and they found plastic in all of our
poop. Well, yeah, but that's plastic leaving human beings. So temporarily, they're in us.
Scientists are following up on research showing that there's tiny particles of plastic in everything from bottled water to salt. I guess if you're getting salt, especially they say from Asian countries, that there's a lot of plastic in the salt. And they found the first evidence of microplastics inside human beings. Stool samples taken from 8 participants of a small study by the Environmental Agency.
I'll participate.
Up to 9 different varieties of plastic were found in our scap. With the types used in bottles and caps, that's polypropylene and polyethylene terephthalate. Those appear the most often.
Says here on your tax return that for your occupation, you're a specimen. Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
All of the people who had their poop tested ate food that was wrapped in plastic or drank from plastic bottles. 6 of them consumed sea fish. So the plastic in the fish is coming into us as well. The plastic contamination during food processing and packaging, they say, indicates a high likelihood that many other people ingest microplastics. It could be that
plastics are falling off of the containers.
Right.
So is that part of the reason behind you're not supposed to refill your water bottles?
I think that's something the people that sell bottled water want you to
believe. Or the people that sell the bottles to the water bottle people.
Yeah.
You don't want to use this again.
It's not the best.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall is here, so enjoy one of their autumn drinks, including a chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, which is a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Delicious. Try a super tasty protein puck. It's packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Hmm. We're going to have a patron-only show for you coming up on Friday, so join soon if you haven't already, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Remember that, because holiday shopping is going on. Some of you are probably doing your holiday shopping now. Some, maybe. I mean, I know it's not Black Friday yet, but...
I was tempted the other day to get a couple of things, and then I just thought, no, don't be this guy. Let's get through Halloween
first.
Well, if
you do it, make sure you.
I was on Amazon.
Do that.
But, you know, I just don't want the hassle of having to hide the stuff,
or forgetting where you put it.
Right.
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. The podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriotti's difference, only the very best and freshest ingredients. They're fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Enjoy one of Capriotti's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. Having a get-together, let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, or office meeting, or a corporate event, Capriotti's is sure to be a hit. If you're just there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number four. On the top five things a Bible museum in Washington has had to make a pretty embarrassing admission. Their centerpiece of their collection was the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it turns out they're completely fake. They had a team of scholars look at this, and they were able to conclude that at least five of the museum's 16 fragments are complete forgeries. The authenticity of this collection was being questioned. This is a museum, a $500 million museum that had its grand opening.
$500 million museum.
To come and see garbage.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep.
And you got these from who?
eBay. Yeah, it was Craigslist.
Yeah, we got some scrolls. What do you need?
Scrolls are a collection of ancient Jewish religious texts first discovered in the mid-1940s in what is now Israel. Most of those are tightly controlled by the Israeli Antiquities Authority. But around 2002, a wave of new fragments began mysteriously appearing on the market, despite warning from biblical scholars saying these probably aren't real.
Get your Dead Sea Scrolls here!
So, these idiots bought the Dead Sea Scrolls and then built a $500 million museum to show them off. And now it turns out, what you have to look at...
I'm dreading the reviews tomorrow, I can tell you that.
It's a bunch of nonsense.
Looks like we're not going to make our money back.
Number five.
Finally, number five, Planters Peanuts. Have you seen the peanut mobile around town lately?
I haven't.
The nut mobile, it's called. The Planters Peanut Mobile. It's a giant peanut that's been driving around town the last couple of days.
I can visualize it. I've never seen it, no.
Planters announcing today they are collaborating with a Chicago brewer to make peanut beer. Ooh. Mr. Peanut. It's Mr. IPA Nut. An IPA featuring 800 pounds of peanuts comes out on Friday. Mm. The Mr. IPA Nut, available only in Illinois at the Noon Whistle Tap Room. You can get four packs of it. Noon Whistle makes some really good stuff.
What's wrong with this guy over here? He had eight of them.
Eight peanut beers?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you feel like eight.
And sometimes eight is not enough. And this one's as sick as Adam Rich.
The IPA, they say, by the way, the peanut, as a note, works more in like a stout or like a brown ale.
Well, peanut butter gets put in coffee, right?
Yeah, people
isn't that,
do that
a thing?
Yeah, people do that, sure. Yeah. And there's lots of peanut butter porters that are delicious, but that's peanut butter. This is actual peanuts.
Eight of them?
800 pounds in every batch.
Eight of them?
Ugh. Yeah, the people at Planters said, no, we want an IPA, and that's what they ended up doing. So, yeah, this will be available, I guess, in Chicago. If you're listening in Chicago, go get your peanut beer starting on Friday. We have quite a few listeners in Chicago, so nice. let us know how that is.
Hi, Joe.
And others. Those are your top five things.
The Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including, yes, the Bobby. Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Download the loyalty app and get free food. Capriotti's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. And, of course, they're open 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
72-year-old man over in India is collecting pieces of dry wood, and the next thing he knows, a bunch of monkeys are throwing bricks at him from a tree. Now here's
they
the
take
thing.
Umbrage with this.
Yeah, that's our wood, I guess.
Oh, I got it.
I don't know why they did it, but these monkeys had bricks, and they threw the bricks at this man, and he is now dead. Dead when a bunch of monkeys...
Those are very accurate monkeys. Monkeys with good aim. Their aim is true.
The The monkeys rained bricks on the man from a treetop after collecting them from a nearby dilapidated building. This is according to the Times of India. And yes, we do subscribe. He later died in the hospital from sustained head and chest injuries. Monkeys throwing bricks.
Still hear their, can still hear their tiny little laughs.
Villagers have repeatedly complained about these aggressive monkeys in the area, but the thing is this, they can't do anything because these animals are a protected species.
And they know it.
Yeah, that's it.
They know it. Can't touch me. You don't know me. You don't know me.
They threw more than 20
what
bricks.
What did he want all that wood for? Dry wood.
Probably to start a fire. I don't know. Mm. What do you want dry wood for?
I don't.
Whittling? I don't know. Dude's 72. He lived in India, and now he's dead because monkeys hit him with bricks. They threw more than 20 bricks at this guy.
And
the family is said to have been putting in a formal complaint about the incident to the police, but it will do nothing. The monkeys are a protected species.
How many landed?
See, that I don't know. Enough to kill him.
Yeah.
But how many bricks does it take to kill a 72-year-old Indian man?
One.
With sustained head and chest injuries. I don't know, like, how many balls and strikes they threw. Yes. Is that what you're asking
yes.
me?
Yes.
I don't know. But I'll tell you this. You got your Kershaw versus Sale tonight, game of the World
Series. I wonder if he ever at some point took a piece of wood and tried to defend himself.
Maybe
by
that's maybe
trying
that's,
to hit the bricks.
Maybe that's how baseball was invented.
In India it was.
Well, maybe that's how cricket was invented. Don't they love cricket over there?
They like cricket, I think.
I am all for protecting species, mm-hmm. but when those species
became murderous?
Yeah. Like you can't shoot a bald eagle, right?
Well, you can.
You can't, though. It's illegal.
Well, it's illegal.
Right.
You physically could do it.
Yeah, but you should not do it.
I'm not saying
it's
you
a
should do
it's
it.
It's a protected species. The bald eagles around here are beautiful to watch. I imagine you see quite a bit of them. You work there on the river, right?
I don't know. I don't think I see them.
You don't notice things.
I don't.
You just have tunnel vision. Get me back to my car. Get me to the stadium. Get me out of here.
Get me where I need to be.
Do you ever take a moment just to enjoy the river?
No.
Okay, well, you should sometime.
This river?
Yes. Go see a bald eagle.
It's out of its banks right now.
Well, it's going back. My point is, a bald eagle is protected, as it should be. However, if a bald eagle were to drop a bowling ball on my head, I should have the right to kill that bald eagle.
That bald eagle or a bald eagle?
See, that's a good point. Because I don't know how I'd get that particular bald eagle.
Yeah.
But I'll get my pound of flesh.
Where's my pound of flesh?
Or maybe if you hit me in the head with a bowling ball, I get to dress you up in a Halloween costume. But I picked the costume. You may not like it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're an eagle and I dress you up as Michael Vick. What do you think of that? Too soon?
It's pretty soon.
And I take you to the dog pound. We see how that goes. Think it's fun to drop bowling balls on a man's head. I think that's going to do it for the top five things, Darren.
We are back on Friday for a patrons-only show. So, just saying.
Oh, here they come. They're coming for me. Damn it. Until we get a chance to do the patrons-only show for you on Friday. Thanks so much for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's how she wrote.